Hey there, everybody. Wanted to do this reading of a book my mom had put together. My brother had bought her, I think for Mother's Day or Christmas, a program called StoryWorth, and where you answer questions, and then at the end of all these questions, they'll transcribe it and put it into a book for you. So I thought there'd be a lot of value in being able to kind of see things from a different set of eyes, in particular this one, my mom. And so I thought it'd be really interesting just to kind of read these stories out. She was born in the 50s, and so she's of the baby boomer era, and she was in Sacramento, Davis area, growing up in California. But then, when she after marrying my father, they moved and we moved as a family to Chicago, and then to Cleveland, and then to England, and then back to Cleveland, and then to Utah. For a short stint, and then to Bountiful, and then now they're down here in Houston, and have moved a couple times here in Houston. So, the title of the book is called My Life Stories Through My Eyes, Pam Park Dash On. So I'm gonna just jump right in. Chapter number one, My Life Story Through My Eyes. The title of this book is called My Life Story Through My Eyes because we are all individuals who go through life with our own lenses. Josh once told me. Josh, by the way, is my brother-in-law. Josh once told me that if there were four people standing on a street corner and an accident happened, each person would have a different perspective of what happened, each person from their own unique perspective on life due to a myriad of reasons. Personality, which affects how we perceive and interpret the world around us, is a big reason. Some individuals may be naturally more optimistic, while others tend to be more skeptical or cautious. In my own journey, I find that I am generally open to new experiences, enjoy social interactions as an extrovert, but I also appreciate personal reflections, which aligns with with introverted tendencies. Although against my nature, I strive to cultivate optimism, recognizing its value in navigating life's challenges. External influences such as friends, colleagues, religious beliefs, and even the media play a role in shaping our perspectives. The friends we keep, the colleagues we interact with, and the religious beliefs we hold all contribute to our worldview. In my personal experience, the support and guidance from my wonderful family, friends, and my involvement in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have played significant roles in shaping who I am today. While debated amongst psychologists, birth order can also influence an individual's life. Siblings occupying different positions in the family hierarchy often develop distinct perspectives due to their unique interactions, responsibilities, and experiences. Being the youngest sibling, I probably was what was the most carefree as my parents held my brother and sister to a higher standard. Different perspectives within a family or group are natural and healthy, which should be valued. We should embrace differences. Life would be dull if we were all from the same cookie cutter. The thoughts and stories shared in this book are a glimpse into the tapestry of my life. Yet, as I write these words, I am acutely aware that my journey is far from over. It is with an open heart and a sense of appreciation that I embark on the next phase of my life with Yeye, that's my dad, ready to embrace the unknown, and I hope to continue weaving a unique, a colorful narrative. So that's chapter number one. And so, just to give you a little bit of context, my mom married my dad. He goes by Phil. But as grandpa, we call use the Chinese version of Yeye. But my mom didn't like Mama, and so, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of that. She didn't like Grandma, and so she went with the Hawaiian Grandma Tutu. And then, so born to my parents, starting in order, would be my oldest brother Peter, who's single living in San Diego and Nevada and also Utah. And then my second brother, this second born, is Bruce, and he lives here in Houston area, and he has married to Noelle, and they have four kids, Bryson, Luke, McKenna, and Isaac. And then after that, it's me, and I'm married to my wife Mel or Melody, and then we have five kids: Ryan, Mason, Gavin, Jaden, Mia. And then my sister, who's the youngest of my siblings, is married to Josh, and they have Caleb, Lorelai, and Owen, and they live in San Antonio. So I know that those names will come up, so not to have to reference them in the different chapters, I give you that as context. So right now, my mom's dad, we call him Grandpa Park, he lives with my parents. He's 93 years old as of 2024. The end of this year, when he has his birthday, he will be 94. So, as these names come up in the chapters, it'll be easier just to keep reading it through and not having to jump back and give you context. So, that is the end of chapter one.